Humanity is currently experiencing huge upheaval and transformation. For the first time in human history, every single person is experiencing what is happening in the world, but from an individual and unique perspective. We are all going to experience it, and we are all going to either get through it one way or another or not. So today I want to talk about what is really happening in the world. I'm Liz Watt, welcome back to my channel, the best place to make sense of the world and integrate work, life, and spirituality in a way that works for you. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you hit like and subscribe. To start to understand what is happening in the world and what is yet to come, and begin to navigate it, you need to consider it from four perspectives. Individual human beings, collective humanity and the human species, source consciousness, God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that infinite energy, I'll call it source, and fourth, your higher self. As always, this is just one perspective. So take what makes sense to you, leave the rest, and keep on asking questions. We'll start with the first perspective of the individual human. So as a human being, you'll most likely be aware of the events in 2020 and 2021 related to a pandemic that put much of the world into lockdowns, curfews, mandates, and restrictions. If you're not, I'm not quite sure what to tell you. The individual that is experiencing this is you, your soul, sheltered by your physical human form with thoughts and emotions helping you interpret the external world. To learn more, check out the episode, The Real Purpose of the Human Physical Body. I'll leave the link in the description. Individual human beings will see the current events unfolding in two different ways. One perspective sees actions and restrictions taken by the government as being in the best interests of the common good and keeping everyone safe. They look to the government to make decisions for them and tell them what to do. The polar opposite perspective sees these steps as tyrannical and overreaching and removing freedoms, liberty, self-responsibility, and free choice of the individual. They look to the government to provide information so they can make their own decisions. Currently, every human being will hold one of these polarized perspectives, or maybe somewhere in between, but this is unlikely and it's more likely you will sit on one or the other. As an individual, your life may not have changed that much. You may still be in your home working remotely and jumping on Zoom in your pajamas and sipping a latte. Sure, there might be some changes to the overall way of life, but financially you're okay. You might think the government is in control in a good way and looking after you, allowing you to continue living as freely as they say you can. On the flip side, the government restrictions may prevent you from working, earning an income, paying your rent or mortgage, opening your business, and feeding your family. You may see yourself, your friends, or your family suffering mental and other health issues or financial hardship. Your children may be deprived of an education and developing their social skills by being locked at home. You might think your basic rights and freedoms are being taken away by overreaching and tyrannical government control. At an individual human level, we each perceive the current reality in terms of its ability to meet our basic needs, starting with financial income, food, shelter, and clothing. After this, we can create and maintain a higher level of quality of life. The thing is, just because it's not happening directly to you does not mean it's not happening. Every individual soul in human form is experiencing the same global collective external reality from a unique internal perspective. Every individual soul in human form is trying to understand and navigate the current reality the best they can. Every individual soul in human form sits and moves somewhere on the spectrum, from pain and suffering to ease, pleasure, and flow. The second perspective is that of the collective human species. So collectively, two threats are currently being perceived by collective groups within the human species. The first short-term threat is that of a potential killer virus. The emotional response to this threat is fear of death. The consequence of the virus as presented by the government is possible illness or death. The physical response by the government includes lockdowns, mandates, restrictions, curfews, and punishments for those who do not comply. The second long-term and more important threat is the unreasonable and disproportionate response and increasing control of governments around the world. While supposedly addressing one problem, government responses are creating innumerable other problems that collectively outweigh the original and are currently being ignored. Humanity will collectively experience the consequences and results of government responses and actions for many, many years to come at a global, national, state, and local community levels, possibly across multiple generations. Humanity will collectively experience the social consequences of a generation of children locked out of school and socially stunted through their formative years. Society will collectively experience mental health, depression, loss of jobs, closure of businesses, loss of products, goods, and services, and a drop in the economy due to unemployment. These are the future consequences of government actions today, and there is no escaping this. If you believe the government is looking after you with their control, there'll be a time where you are negatively affected. Your compliance now will mean that moving forward, you'll be expected to comply with everything that is asked of you for the good of the whole. At some point, you'll be told to comply with something you do not want to do and sacrifice your values, beliefs, and morals for the good of the whole. Your life will be negatively affected, and you will start to understand why those who protest against the government now are doing so. This will be the time for you to stand up and speak out and be welcomed by them. If you believe government power is out of control and needs to be stopped, there will be a time when your demand for independence, self-responsibility, and self-sufficiency will be challenged even more than it is today. Your resilience, courage, and determination to continue and stand strong will resound. Your strength to stand up, speak out, and expose the truth will be rewarded. Collectively, humanity will bear the consequences of individual members of society that lay down and comply with government control or stand up for independence, sovereignty, and the freedom of all. To learn more about sovereignty, check out the episode titled The Importance of Sovereignty in the World Right Now. Again, the link's in the description. The third perspective is that of source consciousness. What we're seeing individually and collectively are two sides of a whole. What is happening on planet Earth is a battle between the polarities of light and dark, good and bad, and the Great Awakening and the Great Reset. It is a natural evolution of planet Earth, humanity, and source consciousness. If you can see the unraveling consequences of what is and will happen to the lives and livelihood of individuals and collective society, it is potentially horrifying and devastating beyond belief. From another perspective, at a higher level, what is unraveling the world is beautiful beyond belief. The Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is a well-documented plan that proposes a central global government with total human control. This is being rolled out across the world under the guise of a global pandemic, keeping you safe and the common good. With each incremental step of increasing government control, more and more corruption is being exposed, and more people are waking up to the truth of this agenda. The Great Awakening is the process of people waking up to the truth of reality. The awakening is a natural evolution in the awareness and consciousness of humanity. For people to awaken, they have to be exposed to the underlying shadow and darkness of the world to see the truth of what it is. The only way humanity can move towards the light is to expose the darkness and shine the light upon it. With each aspect of darkness that is revealed, the light shines brighter. This is why this process is both the polarities of dark and evil and light and beautiful at the same time. Source created a polarized world, and for us to know one polarity, we must know the other. We must know cold or lack of heat to know heat. We must know darkness or lack of light to know light. We must know bad or lack of good to know good. As a light continues to be shone on the shadow of the truth of our current reality on Earth, humanity will continue to awaken. To learn more, check out the episode, What is Spirituality and Awakening? Links in the description. The very actions of the Great Reset and government control will destroy the fabric of the human-made systems that never really worked for most of us anyway. We are already seeing great changes and the beginning of systems crumbling across the globe in politics, government, education, legal and justice, health, finance, economics, media, and entertainment. The very actions of the Great Reset will cause the Great Awakening. It will be its own downfall. Source has designed planet Earth and humanity to grow, evolve, and expand. We can only go forward into the light. We can't go back. Social transformation is is not a bad thing. It is necessary for growth and evolution. This is the plan at that higher level, and we are all here to play an essential part, whether you can see it yet or not. The fourth and final perspective is that of your higher self. So you are here on planet Earth at this time for a very specific reason. Your higher self, the aspect of Source that created you, decided you would be born into the family and the life it chose for a purpose and a reason. Learn more in the episode, What are Source, Spirit, and Soul? Links in the description. The soul is an aspect of Source consciousness that your higher self sent here to Earth and manifested into the human form you know as you. The soul is here to experience physical form on planet Earth at this time for a reason. The soul was chosen for this, to learn lessons, raise its awareness, evolve, and grow. From the perspective of the higher self, this may be an exciting time for you, humanity, and planet Earth. This is everything your life has been leading to. From the perspective of the higher self, a shift in awareness to see the darkness is what will cause you to find your purpose for being here and shine your light on the darkness in your own way. In doing so, you'll help the rest of humanity awaken. For some, their work will be done, their lessons learned for this lifetime, and it will be time to leave. Their departure in whatever form will help to shine the light on the darkness. And they too will play their collective part, and this will be their final purpose for being here. From the ethereal perspectives of the higher self and the soul, this is necessary and okay. It's the temporal perspective of the physical human form that may find horror and devastation at the end of human life. What you do from this point will help mold the future of you, humanity, and planet Earth. The light is in the darkness is in the light, and the choice is always yours. If you have any questions or thoughts about what is currently happening in the world, let me know in the comments or at lizwatt.com/AskLiz. If you enjoyed this, then hit like, and if you want to know more, make sure you subscribe to my channel because I have a lot of content to share about humanity, spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and maybe gave you a little bit of hope or even faith. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.